Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, four lines in the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel obeys, and the Gemara stated that Bezdin will send the Shliach to be Mazmin and invite a Leiva to a Dintera, and if he doesn't listen within a specific time frame, then Bezdin will put the Leiva in Chirim, and our Gemara begins, Amar Ravina, Hashluch Rabbana Mehemnin Leke Betray, that Bezdin makes sure to appoint a Shliach who is trustworthy, and therefore, although the Shliach is an Eid Echad, if he comes back to Bezdin and says that he gave notice to the Leiva, then we believe the Shliach. And as Rashi states, the loy mishaka bezin, and potentially we will put the loy in chayrim based on this testimony of the shliach. However, Avina qualifies as din v'hani midli l'shamta avol psicha kivin meina kum chaselay the kabay l'mesvay zuzi l'safra loy. And although we believe a shliach, we only put the loy in chayrim based on a verbal chayrim. But since the halacha is that if someone is put into chayrim and bezin executed a shtar to place him in chayrim, then prior to the loy being released from the chayrim and prior to bezin ripping up the shtar psicha, the loiva is required to pay for the fee for the sefer that wrote the chirim document, and therefore Bezdin wouldn't write a shtar chirim against loiva based on the testimony of a shliach Bezdin, as this testimony will ultimately cause the loiva a loss of money, and therefore is considered a davar shemamin, and there is a requirement to have two edim to be mechayiv some money. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravina, Yavina Zimna, Puma de Issa, Vapuma de Shivri, and Ravina teaches us that Bezdin will even send asmana to a loiva with a woman or through the loiva's neighbor. They will be trusted to give the message to the Leva to come to Bezdin on a specific day, and we aren't worried that the Isha or the Leva's neighbor will not remember to deliver the message. If the Leva doesn't come to Bezdin, then Bezdin will potentially put the Leva in Chayrim based on the Hazmana that was delivered by a woman or the neighbor of the Leva. And the Gemara now qualifies this then that we only trust that the Hazmana was delivered if the Leva isn't in town right now, and we can rely on the woman or the Leva's neighbor that immediately upon the return of the Leva, they will deliver the Hazmana to the Leva, and they won't forget. And Ayin Rashi do a masal el the lace of a masal that is mashma. This is point to the Gemara. It's only stated regarding the neighbor of the leiva, not regarding a woman that will deliver hazmana to the leiva. However, Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Kuf Yugam Amalav, who does mention both issa v'shivri, and therefore it would seem that our Rashi is lav dafka. And we continue at Daf Kuf Yugam Amalav. Avla issa v'masal loy da minon eim loy amalei da amik hashchinu shlicha de bezdin v'amalei. If the leiva is in town, then the neighbor may not deliver this hazmana to the leiva, since he will say that most likely Bezdin sent the Shliach to invite the Leva, and there's no need for me to invite the Leva. And the Gemara continues and qualifies this din further. And even if the Leva isn't in town, we would only trust that the neighbor of the Leva delivered Hazmana to the Leva once the Leva got home, where when the Leva travels back to his house, he doesn't need to pass in front of Bezdin. However, the Leva must pass in front of Bezdin in order to get home, so the Leva's neighbor or the woman won't deliver Hazmana, as he will think that surely, on the way home, when the Leva passed by in front of Bezdin, Bezdin was already masmin the Leva, and the neighbor woman won't warn the Leva and won't give him this invitation. And therefore, in these cases, Bezdin wouldn't rely on a woman or the Leva's neighbor, and they would send the Shliach Bezdin to specifically invite the Leva to Bezdin. And finally, the Gemara gives another qualification, and the only time we trust and rely that the woman or neighbor delivered as mana is if the Leva generally comes back home every single day. But if the Leva doesn't generally come back every day, then we can't rely on a woman or neighbor in order to put the Leva in Chayim, since it's possible that they forgot to invite the Leva, and therefore we can't put the Leva in Chayim solely based on sending a woman or neighbor to invite the Leva, and Bezdin must send the Shliach Bezdin to deliver the Hazmana. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Hayman de Kosov Le Psicha Ad Le Os Ledina, Ad Os Ledina Le Makrin Le, however, Ad Le Tzayis Ledina, Ad Tzayis Le Makrin Le. And Rava states that if Reuven is put into Chayim for being Messiah of Ledin and not coming to Bezdin after receiving the proper amount of Hazmana, Bezdin will only cancel and rip up the Shtar Psicha once he actually comes to Bezdin. And as we will see from the Mashmais of the Gemara, it will not suffice if he just says that I agree to come to Bezdin. And as Rashi says, Kol Kamad Lo Yossi Af Kurusahu. And as we already mentioned, that Reuven would also have to pay the fees of the Sefer who originally wrote the Shtar Shamta. And if Reuven was put into Chayim because he didn't listen to Psach Bezdin, then we wouldn't remove the Chayim until he listened to Bezdin. And on this second din of Rava, the Gemara says, Velohi, Kivin the Armatzitzina, Karina, that once Reuven agrees to listen to the Psach of Bezdin, even if he didn't actually make any payments to the Malva, Bezdin would remove the Chayim, as it's possible he doesn't have the money to pay and he's trying to raise the funds. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chista, Koyvin's man, Sheni Mechamisha Vesheni, which are Zimna, Bezimna, Basa Zimna, and the Adlam Achel Leikasvina Psirta, Bezdin sends an Hazmana to Reuven to schedule a dinner for Monday, and if he doesn't show up, they send another Hazmana for Thursday, and then another for Monday, and they sit the entire Monday to see if he comes. If he doesn't show up to any of these three three appointments, then Bezdin puts him in Chirim on Tuesday, and they write a Shtap Psicha, which publicized the Chirim. And the Gemara continues with the story of Asi, Beish, Gerst, and Rosh Ashi, Ikl, Beir, of Kahana, Chosa, He Issa, the Admiraldina, Bepanya, of Safar, Kosovla, Psicha. Rav Ashi went to the Bezdin of Kahana, and he saw that they sent Hazmona to women in the afternoon, and when she didn't show up the next day, they immediately put her into Chirim, and Amalei, and he asked them, Loy Savala Ma, Lahoda Amra Chista, Chavin's man, Shane, Vichemish, Vishani, Rav Ashi, or Rav Asi, Esra Papa, why are you not following that Lacha Rav Chista, and you should have to send three separate Hazmonas prior to putting her in Chirim, Amalei, Hani Mili Gavra, the honest Vilesu Bimasa, Aval Issa, Kivin the Isra Bimasa, Vale Asya, Meredesi, Rav Kana responded, that certainly I agree that the din of Rav Chista is applicable in the case of a man or a woman who travels, and therefore they're not around at all times, so the fact that he doesn't come immediately isn't because he's being misarved to the Bezdin, and we can't immediately put him in her into Chirim. However, this woman or any person who doesn't travel and is around a city, even if they ignored as one of a Bezdin one time, that is a bazillion to Bezdin, and therefore I consider her a Meredes, and that's why we put her into Chirim. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo yavina zimna lo bi yemi nisa v'lo bi yemi tishrei lo bi ma'ili yama tayva v'lo bi ma'ili shabata. However, avu minisa lebasa yemi nisa uvi yemi tishrei lebasa tishrei kavinan and mi ma'ili shabata lebasa shabata lo kavinan and my taima b'avivte de shabata tarid. Rabbi Yehuda states that we can't set a date for a person to come to Bezdin during Nisan or Tishrei, as during Nisan people are harvesting their grain, and during Tishrei they are harvesting and pressing their olives and grapes. And similarly, you can't send Azmana or set a date for a dinter in Erev Yontiv or Erev Shabbos, because people are tired and preparing for Shabbos and Yontiv. However, Yehuda qualifies this din and states that Bezdin can send Azmana during Nisan or Tishrei to set a date in Ir or Cheshvin respectively, and we aren't concerned that he may forget since he has an entire month to remember. And as the Shittim of Kubetzis brings for Rabbeinu Yenison, the Kivin is Man Aruchu Eloi Mitka Hayyema Mitka Liyema Achritai. However, Yehuda states that Bezdin can't even deliver Hazmana on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontiv, as we're concerned that he will forget about the Hazmana. We stated that this din is not only relevant to Erev Shabbos but Erev Yontiv as well. However, I in the Shittim of Kubetzis in the name of Rabbeinu Yenison, who said, this Mani Bal, the Lekka Liyem Echad, Efshe Shachach Vele Niska, Masha Amalei Bezdin, Shemhachi Loi Bal Biyam Sheni, Ledin Vele Niskavin Zalus to the Beidina, and maybe this din is only relevant to Erev Shabbos and not relevant to Erev Yontiv. The Gemara continues, Amram Nachman Lo Yavina Zimna Lo Yilubde Kala Bekala Vele Yilubde Rigla Berigla, and the Gemara tells us, Kehava Osla Kamed Rav Nachman Amalahu V'chilutu Chidufaychu, and the Gemara tells us, Va'idna De Ikra Amoy Chashinan, and Rav Nachman teaches us that Bezdin will not set a date for someone who generally attends the Shiurim of the Kala, which took place the week before Erev Yontiv, and as Rashi says over here, every single week, and Bezdin won't send Hazmana to this person during the week of the Kala, and also won't set a date for that entire week. And similarly, they won't set a date for a person that comes to listen to Hilchas HaRegel 30 days prior to Yontiv. During that time period, as the Bezdin does so, then people will stop coming to listen to the drushes. And Rav Nachman tells us that people would come to him to try to force someone to come to Bezdin during these time periods. Rav Nachman would tell them, do you think that we made these shiurim in order for you to take advantage of the fact that many people come and travel to learn Torah, and therefore we won't send Hazmana? However, the Gemara continues that nowadays that there are many Ramayim, and the only reason they come to Kala or to the Rigla is only to avoid and delay litigation, so we do send Hazmanis even during these time periods. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yalav and Beis, and the Mishnah stated that if Reuven stole a food product from Shimon and Reuven dies and his children inherit his estate, that his children don't have to pay Shimon. The Mishnah then stated, and on Daf Kuf Yalav and Beis, we already saw that the Gemara had two different explanations as to this line of the Mishnah, as since Rava held that Rishus Yerush Lavke Rishus Lakech Tami, therefore we had to explain the Rishus of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Yerushim consumed this food and is no longer Be'en, so the Yerushim are Pata, and he therefore explains these words of the Sefer as teaching us that even though the food is no longer Be'en, but if Reuven had Kaka, so his Kaka was Meshubah to Shimon while he was alive, and therefore Shimon can still collect from the Kaka. However, our Gemara will explain the Sefer according to Shitas Rani Bachama that the Rishus is discussing a case where the food is still Be'en, and the Yerushim don't have to pay Shimon because they were Koina through Yish and Shini Rishus, since he holds Rishus Yerush Kishus Lekech Tami. And the Gemara continues and brings the same memory that we brought on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, Masilei Rebbe Rav Shimon Brei Loi Davis Sheish Perachayis Mamish El Afilu Parav Chayishba Chamor Mechama Achrav Chayavon Lachzim and Pleik for Yudavien. Then when Rebbe explained a Mishnah to his son Rav Shimon, he explained that the Mishnah isn't referring to where Reuven left over Kaka as part of his estate, and specifically not like Rav explained the Mishnah and not like Rav Yisha explained the Mishnah, but the Sefer is teaching us that although the Yarshin aren't generally responsible to pay Shimon back as they were Koina, however it's an item that Reuven stole and is still Be'en is something that is similar to a shar or chamar, and as Rashi stated on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, Kegoyin Dova Nikl Rabim V'Nira Kol Shar Ke'in Kaka Oich Kegoyin Talos Eksus, and people recognize that this item is the item that their father stole, so the Rabbanim would gozer that the Yashim have to return to Shimon, as if they don't return it, then when people see the Yashim using this item that their father stole, they will speak badly about their father, and it'll be a bizarion to their father. And the Gemara continues, Rav Kana asked Rav that the examples that Rebbe gave to Rav Shimon was by a par and a chamar, that when using them, they are used outside and people will come to be invited to their father. And Rav Kana asked, if we apply this din to a chair or table, that although they're recognizable as a davar gozel, but their usage is not b'fehesya, and Rav responded that Rebbe gave this example, and a chacham has to be able to extrapolate and be medama milsa l'milsa, in these cases it would still be a bazillion to their father when guests come to the home of the Yarshim, and therefore the Yarshim have to return the kisei and shulchan to Shimon. And it's a bit zarkbiya as to why Rashi and Daf Kuf Yudal from Beis mentions a tal success, which l'chayra are things that are used publicly, and l'chayra Rashi should have given examples of a par or chamal like Rebbe, or kisei v'shulchan like Rav Kahana. We continue with the new Mishnah in part in loy mitevis hamuchsin and v'loy mikis shal gabayim ve'in eitlam hem tzedakah. I will note to who mitoch besoy oy min hashuk. As the Gemara will explain, there were certain tax collectors that collected taxes improperly and by force, and these taxes were considered gezel, and therefore if Ruven wants to change a larger coin to receive smaller coins and denominations, he cannot get change from the box of this tax collector, as there is a chazakah that all of the money in this box is gezel, and he also can't get change from the wallet of the tax collector for a similar reason. And if the bailin weren't miayish, so certainly it's gzela, and even if they were miayish, and therefore the person who's taking change was already koina, b'yish v'shini v'shus, and l'chayr, there should be nothing wrong with him taking change. However, the Mishnah tells us it's still also to take it directly from a box that people know is stolen money. And the Mishnah continued, we also don't take tzedakah from these tax collectors as if the bailin were miayish, so the money is stolen. And once again, if the bailin were miayish, and there is now yish v'shini v'shus, but even so, we don't want to give any credence to their money, and we don't want to give them covered based on the fact that they're giving money to tzedakah. However, we can change money from the money that they have in their home or they have in the marketplace, which is not originating from their special box or kiss, and we don't have to be choshish that it's stolen money. And just to define further, the terms that the Mishnah used are muhsin and gabayim, and muhsin would collect taxes for customs or other taxes that were owned by people, and a gabay is one who collects a head tax or income tax, shalai kedin. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, aval neisle dina, v'neisle es ashar, or samagaris, umachsele es ashar, that if Reuven owes taxes to this gabay or to the muhsin, and he has a larger bill, for example, he owes him a half a dinar, and he gives him a dinar, and therefore he has to get a half a dinar of change, that can be done. And as Rashi says, because in that case, mepnei shehu kematzel miyadai. And the Gemara continues, muhsin, we said in our Mishnah, that it is proud to take money and to change money from muchas, because we're concerned that it was gzegla, v'amishmul, dinu machus adina. L'chir, he's doing an act for the kingdom and for the government, and l'chir, that is considered halacha, and shouldn't be considered gezel. And amar b'china b'kahana, amishmul, b'muchas she'en l'kispa, although it's true that this tax collector was set up by the government, however, when he was collecting taxes, he wasn't collecting taxes based on a set amount, and as Rashi says, that he was taking as much as he wanted, and therefore that's considered gzegla. And Yeshiva Rabbiani, they said, we're talking about a tax collector that made himself a tax collector and wasn't appointed by the government, and therefore it's not considered dina machus adina. As Rashi says, and even though there was a set amount of money that he was collecting from each person, and even so, he's considered a gazlan. The Gemara will now continue and bring two other places where we see this machlekes between Rav Chanina bar Kana or Mishmuel and the Beir Rabbiani as to a specific case where we don't say dina machus adina, and ikir masla ha. Some learn this machlekes on a Mishnah Mesechus Klayim, as the Mishnah states, Layubash Adam Klayim, Afil al Gabi Asar Begadim, Lavriach Boyes Amechas. If Reuven is going to the tax collector, and the tax collector would not charge taxes based on all the clothing that you're wearing for your own usage, the Reuven can't wear 10 Begadim and make one of those Begadim Klayim, even though his intent is not to have a Na from this Begad of Klayim, as intent is Lavriach Min Amechas. Gemara tells us, Masis like Rabbi Kiva, this Mishnah is not like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya is willing to the Braisa, the Tanakam holds us Lavriach as Amechas, one is not allowed to wear Klayim in order to avoid taxes. And Rav Shimon Oyim, Rav Shimon Abakiva, however, Rav Shimon says in the name of Abakiva, Mut Lavriach is a meches, that it is mutta to wear klayim in a case we're trying to avoid and evade taxes. The Gemara continues, Bishleim Litinian klayim b'hakim ifli, we understand the machlekes between Tanakam and Abakiva, but the gaya klayim, the mass of the Abashim is kavim mutta, as Tanakam holds that since the kabbana is to avoid taxes and not to wear klayim and not to get enough from klayim, therefore it's mutta, and mass of the Abakiva holds, Dovashim is kavim also, even though his wearing of klayim is not with the kabbana to have enough from klayim, it still is also. But how could it be mutter to avoid and evade taxes? And the Gemara answers, we're talking about a tax which was collected started without having a set amount. And to be Rabbi Yani Amri, and once again, the Yeshiva Rabbi Yani, they said, that this tax collector was not appointed by the government, but was self-appointed. And the Gemara continues, and some bring this machlekes on the following Mishnah. The Mishnah Mesechtes Dedarim states, if a Ritzeach comes and tries to take Pires from Ruvain, or Rashi explains Charamim is Bali Tigra Umiriva Vegoizle Mammon, that they steal money by force, or a tax collector comes to take the Pires of Ruvain, Ruvain could tell them that these Pires are of Truma. In order to make this Neder even stronger, he could say that I made this Neder, and claim and call Pires Alayim in Tuazu Shabbesa Melech, and he could even make a Neder at this point and say that I promise and I swear that these Pires belong to the Melech, or I already made them Truma. And as the Gemara says, Afalpish Inishal Truma, Afalpish Inishal Melech, and even though these Pires were not yet made as Truma, and even though they didn't belong to the king, and although generally when someone makes a statement and makes a Neder, he has to keep that Neder, but in these cases, he doesn't have to keep to this Neder. In any case, the Gemara is that how can you say, but in Gay Muhsin, you could go and try to avoid and evade taxes by making this Neder, but Mishmuel Dina Machusadina, and I'm Rabchina Bakana, or Mishmuel, and on this din, Rabchina Bakana said the name Mishmuel, but Muchashin Lakitzva, we're talking about a tax collector that didn't have a specific amount of money they took from each person, and therefore, since he was collecting Shalikadin, so there is no problem to evade and avoid those types of taxes, and there's no problem of Dina Machusadina. Once again, to be Rabbiani Amri, but Muchasim Melov, we're talking about a self appointed tax collector, and there's no problem of Dina Machusadina, as he didn't actually work for the government. And the Gabi, this question, the Gemara brings a third teretz of Ashi Amar, but Muchas Knani, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where this tax collector was a Knani, and even though the king gave him permission to go and collect taxes, but ultimately, since he was charging more than he was supposed to charge, therefore it's considered gezeila, and the din of Dino Machusadino does not apply. And the Gemara continues, and our guess is the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, but the Rambam is Gurus, Tanya, and this is a new Gemara, and starting a new idea, as Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Yisrael v'Knani Onas Shabo Ladin, if there's a Jew that comes together with a Knani who is known to be a Gazlan, and they come to a Din Torah in front of a Bezdin of Yisraelim, imat yachol zakeo v'dini Yisrael zakeo v'amoloi kachdinenu, so this Bezdin should try to figure out a ways to make sure that the Jew wins this Din Torah, and therefore if they find a way for this Jew to win this Din Torah by bringing a halacha that's stated in our dinim, then they should say this is our din and should ask him based on the Dine Yisrael, however b'dini k'nanim zakeo v'amoloi. If they only find a way for the Israel to win based on the non-Jewish law, then they should say, this is the din of the non-Jewish law, and therefore, once again, the Israel should win. And Rabbi Shmuel says that even if we don't find a way for the Israel to win, not in a Jewish law and not in a non-Jewish law, we should still find ways for the Jew to win. As Rashi says, however, Rabbi Kiva states, that since if you go and you try to find various ways and methods to make sure that Yisrael wins, then ultimately this Akum will figure out that they're trying to make him lose. Therefore, it'll be a Chil Hashem, and one is not allowed to do that. And the Gemara is now medayik from the din of Rabbi Kiva that ain't born law Rabbi Kiva mepte kiddush Hashem. That Rabbi Kiva time dekka kiddush Hashem. The only reason why Rabbi Kiva said you can't do this is because it could come out a Chil Hashem halacha kiddush Hashem boin. But it's mashmad if there would not be a problem with Chil Hashem, then you could go and make up stories and make up different ways to make the Yisrael win, even though it's not really true, and even though you're actually stealing from the guy, and therefore the Gemara asks, but Gezel Knani Mishari, according to Rabbi Kiva, is it really true that Rabbi Kiva holds that Gezel Knani is Mutter? Now we do know that there is a Manda Omar that holds Gezel Knani is Mutter. However, the Gemara's question is Rabbi Kiva one of those Manda Omrim? Vatani, we learned it by so Amrav Shimon, Dovah Zed, Darsh Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, who was a Talmud Rabbi Kiva, said that this is the Drush Rabbi Kiva said, because Shabbat Mispirin, when he came from a place called Spirin, Minayim the Gezel Knani Shu also, that how do we know that Gezel Knani is also Talmud Loimer, the Pasik teaches us in Pashat Bahar that after a person is Oiva on Shemitah and Yovel, that the Torah tells us he'll become poor, and therefore he'll have to sell his metaltalin, and after he sells his metaltalin, he'll have to sell his kaka, and eventually he'll come to the point where he has to sell himself, and not only will he have to sell himself to a Jew, but potentially he'll have to sell himself to a guy. And the Pasuk says, Achri Nimka, after a Jew was sold to a guy, Ge'ula Tiloi Echav Me'echav Yigalenu, that there's a chiyuv for one of his kravim to redeem this Yisrael from the Akum and from the Goyim. And we continue on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. And teaches us that you have to actually pay the guy money in order to get this Eved back, and you can't figure out a ways to help this Yisrael run away from the Akum and not pay the guy money. And Yachal Yiglam Malav, and Rashi explains the Lashon of Yiglam is you shouldn't act like a fool, like a Goylam, and Yachal Yonichas HaKnani Lichva of then one may think that just like the Torah says that you can't go and steal this Eved away from the guy, you also should pay any money that the guy asked for, and even if he asked for a lot of money, you should make sure to pay that to the guy. At this point, you should make a calculation with the one who bought him, and when redeeming this Eved, you should only pay the guy based on a calculation from the time that he bought him until this point, how much you should take off from the original price, and then you should redeem him based on a fair calculation, and you shouldn't allow yourself to be cheated by the guy. And Ayin and Taisus who asked that Lachari, it's Pashat that this is the din, and why would we need a Pasuk to teach us that? And therefore, Taisus learned that the Lashon of Yiglaim is like the Rajba says, it's a Lashon of a Goylam, an incomplete amount of money, and therefore, the Habmina Gemara is that even though we said you can't steal the Eved from the guy, but maybe you would think that you could be able to cheat the guy and pay him a very low amount in order to redeem this Jew from a Knani. And as Taisus says, the Hachi Purusha, Yachal Yiglam Lov, she Yitas a Knani, Vitalik Pachas Mashanaslai, Tamaloim, Vichishim Kaneo, Vichim Pirish Ba'erach, Ba'erach Golim, Afagab the Tais Knani, Hayamutta, even though generally we say that Tais Knani is Mutta, Osla Taisa, Bemokusha Knani Yodea, Shagazel, Vais Atwe Kaloyada, that certainly Tais Akum would be also in a case where we certainly know that the guy definitely knows that you're cheating him. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that we see the Rabbi Kiva holds that you can't steal from a guy, and even so, Rabbi Kiva said, Ein Boin Lamba Kiva, Matei Kiddush Hashem, and it's Mashma, if not for the fact that it's a Chil Hashem, then you'll be able to go and steal from the guy, and Gezel from a Knani would be Mutta. And Rabbi Yisib like Kasha, Habi Knani, Habi Get Toshav, Rabbi Yisib explains that it's not a theory between these two Din and Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva that stated that you could go and trick a Knani, that was talking about an actual Knani. However, when the Pasuk tells us, Achri Nimka, Gu'ulotiyaloi, and you're not allowed to trick a guy, and you're not allowed to steal from the guy, that is talking about a Ger Toshav. As Rashi says, a Ger Toshav is in Ovid Avedizara, he doesn't serve Avedizara, however, he's Eichel Nevelis, as it's Mutta for him to eat Nevelis, and some explain that a Ger Toshav is not only someone that doesn't serve Avedizara, but someone that keeps all Shav Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And the Gemara continues, Omele Abayis, Abayis, Rabbi Yisib, Vatavayo Gabe Adodik Sivi, you can't tell me that the Pasuk Bnei Geyed Eved is referring to a Ger Toshav, and it's not referring to a Regal Knani, as Lemaisa, based on the Psukim in Pasha Bahar, the Psukim are talking about both a Ger Toshav as well as a regular Knani. As we mentioned before, that the Torah tells us in Pashat Bahar that you should keep Shemitah and Yovel, and the Pasuk tells us that if you don't keep Shemitah and Yovel, then it'll come to the point that you have to sell your Metaltlin, and then after you sell your Metaltlin, you'll have to sell your Kaka, and after you sell your Kaka, you'll even have to sell yourself to a Jew. And if you don't do Tshuva, not only will you have to sell yourself to a Jew, but the Chacham learned, as our Gemara continues, Leilachar El Lager, that not only will you sell yourself to a regular Jew, but you'll even have to sell yourself to a Get Tzedek, Shenem Lager, as the Pasuk says Lager, and not only to a Ger Tzedek, El Ger Toshav, but even to a Ger Toshav, Shenem El Ger Toshav, as the Pasuk says, Ger Toshav, Mishpachas Ger, and then the Pasuk says, Lashem Mishpachas Ger, and Zeho Evel Chavim, this teaches us that you'll even be sold to a regular guy and not a Ger Toshav, Kishua Ima Oyle Eker, and then the Pasuk says, Leika Mishpachas Ger, Zehanimka Lo Evel Chavim, this teaches us that you'll even be sold to people that are serving Avodah Zarah, and you'll actually have to be Mishamish to Avodah Zarah. This is based on the Pasuk that states in Pasuk Baha, Bechisasik Yad Ger Vesheshav Imach, since Rabbi Kiva is dashing the pasuk, which is three psukim later in Pasuk Bahar of Chishav and Kaneo, that you're not allowed to steal from a guy, so we know that it's not only talking about a Ger Toshav, but it's even talking about a regular Knani. And the Gemara therefore continues, Elam Ravo Le Kasha, Kam Begzeloi, Vikam Bafka Salvasai, that the difference between the two sheetahs of Rabbi Kiva is, as in the second Braisa, Rabbi Kiva is referring to Gezel of a Knani and actually stealing from the Knani by stealing the Eved away from the Knani. And certainly that would be also. In the first Braisa, Rabbi Kiva was talking about Avkos Hava Asai, and he's saving the Jew from paying his Hava back to the guy. And as Rashi says, She'en Gezel Mamish, since it's not Mamish Gezel, Shari, it's Mutta, Kileka Chil Hashem, as long as there won't be Chil Hashem, Ulavriach HaMechas, Havik Avkos Hava Asai, and by saving a Jew from paying taxes, that is considered Avkos Hava Asai, and is Mutta as long as there's no Chil Hashem. Gemara continues, Omle Abayas, Abayi Es Rava, that how can you tell me that the second case of Rabbi Kiva is talking about actual Gezel, if Eved Ivri Avkos Hava Asai, L'chayra, when the Eved Ivri works for a guy, it is also similar to a case of Avkos Hava Asai, as when the guy pays the money to the Jew in order for the Jew to work for the guy, so the Jew has a responsibility to work for the guy in order to work off this debt, but it's not really a case where the Jew is actually owned by the guy, and therefore it's not considered a case of Gezel. Therefore, by Esrava, that how can you say that the chil between these two Brises and the chil between the two cases of Rabbi Kiva is Kam Begzeloi, Kam Avkos Hava Asai, if both cases are Avkos Hava Asai? And the Gemara answers, Rav Tamei, the Amar Rav Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi, as Rav is going to Shitasai, as Rav holds that when a guy buys an Eved Ivri, it's actually Gufay Kanoi, and Therefore, it's not a case of Hafkas of Asai. If the Kraven would help this Eved Ivri run away from the Goy, that would not be considered Hafkas of Asai, and it would be considered a case where he's stealing Biyadayim from the Goy, and therefore Rabbi Akiva holds it was Asa. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Bagidol, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasidah. Rabbi Bagidol said the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasidah, Gezel Kanani Asa, that I hold that stealing from a Kanani is Asa. However, Avidosim Muteres, if a Jew finds an Aveda of a Goy, then it's Mutter for the Jew to keep it. Although we had a Mekar that Gzeloi Asa from the din that Rabbi Akiva stated, that we learned this out of the Pasuk of Chishavim Kaneo. However, the Gemara continues that Gzeloi Asa, the Amar Rav Huna, that Rav Huna stated, Menayin Legezel Kanani Shu Asa, how do you know it's Asa to steal from a Goy? Shinema, as the Pasuk in Pasha Ikiv states, the Chaltas Kalam Masha Shom Lakacha Naisin Lach, that you will consume all of the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you, Leitzachas Incha Aleim, Leitzavidus Aleheim, Kimaki Shu Lach. And we learned that the only time that you're allowed to take the property is only Bizman Shein Misum Biyadcha, Veloi Bizman Shein Misum Biyadcha, is only when you went to Melchama, and at that point you're allowed to keep the spoils. However, at any other time, you're not allowed to keep anything that you get from a Goy, and you can't steal from a Goy. And Avedasi Muteris, and how do we know that the Aved of a Goy is Mutter for Yisrael to keep? That how do we know that the Aved of a Kanani is Mutter for Yisrael? Shinema, as the Pasuk in Pashat Kisese states, B'negei Aveda, V'chein Tassel Chameri, V'chein Tassel Simlasa, V'chein Tassel Chol Aved Yisachicha, Asher Toivu Menu Mitzasa, Leisuch L'Salim. And therefore we learn out, L'chol Aved Yisachicha, L'achicha Atam Machzer, you have to return Aveda to your brother, V'atam Machzer L'Kanani, and there is no responsibility to return Aveda to a Kanani. The Gemara is that since the Pasuk says, Leisuch L'Salim, so it's mashma that you didn't yet pick up this Aveda, and the Torah says that if it belongs to Yisrael, then you have to pick up the Aveda and return it. And therefore, so maybe the only time that you don't have to return Aveda to a Goy is if you didn't pick it up yet, and therefore there's no responsibility to pick it up, and you could be Hisali Mimenu, and you could turn away from it and not pick up the Goy's Aveda. However, maybe we would say that if you already picked up this Aveda, then we have to return the Aveda to the Goy. And I'm Ravina. Ravina says, Umitzasa, the Asa Liyadeh Mashma, by the fact that the Pasuk says, Umitzasa, prior to saying, Leisuch L'Salim, so it's Mashma, the Torah is telling us that even if you already picked up this Aveda, you still don't have responsibility to return it to a Goy, and the only responsibility is to return it to a Jew. And the Gemara continues, Tani, we learn to Breiser, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair Oimer, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair states, V'makam Sheishchol Hashem, Afilo Avedasa Asa, in a place where there would be Chol Hashem, it would still be Asa for a Jew to keep the Aveda of a Goy. And the Gemara continues, Amma Shmuel, to Usa Muteres, and as Rashi says, Hoy Chayv Li Lisrael, V'tar B'cheshbon Leka Chol Hashem, in a case where the Goy was chayv to pay to Yisrael, and he made a mistake in the cheshbon, and he gave Yisrael too much money, and in the case where there's no Chol Hashem, then there wouldn't be a problem of keeping this money that the Goy gave him, and Tayyis Akum would be Mutter. And the Gemara continued, Ki Hada Shmuel, Zav Mikuti, Lakna Dehava, B'mar Depazlo, Ba'abo Zuzi, Ve'uvle Chazuza. Shmuel was buying a bowl from a Kuti, and the Kuti thought that this bowl was actually a copper or an iron bowl, and meanwhile Shmuel knew that it was a gold bowl, and although a copper bowl sold for 4 zuz, and a gold bowl would have been sold for much more, Shmuel made sure to pay the guy 1 extra zuz, and he paid him 5 zuz for this bowl. This way Shmuel made sure that it wouldn't be a Chol Hashem, as even if the guy would find out that Shmuel actually bought this gold bowl from him, and he thought it was copper, but the Maisa he would say that I see that Shmuel actually thought that it was a copper bowl, because not only did he make a mistake as to what type of bowl it was, but he even gave me an extra zuz, and he wasn't so careful, and he actually paid me too much. And therefore, specifically in this case, there's not a Chol Hashem, and that's why Tayyis Akum would be Mutter. The Gemara continues, Rav Kahana, Zav Mikute Meyev Esem Chavisa B'meya. Rav Kahana bought 120 barrels from a guy, and he only paid the Kuti for 100 barrels, as the Kuti made a mistake in the price, V'avali Chazuzah, and Rav Kahana made sure to add an extra zuz into the price, Amalei Chazid Allah Kasimuchda. And Rav Kahana also told the Kuti that you should know I'm relying on you, and therefore make sure to count the money and make sure that I'm getting what you thought you're giving me. And since Rav Kahana added an extra coin and he also warned the guy, therefore once again there was no Chol Hashem, and therefore Tayyis Akum was Mutter. And we explained the Gemara based on Rashi's first pshat. However, Rashi says Lishna Achrina Kuti Amalei Rav Kahana, that the Kuti actually said this to Rav Kahana, Chazid Alach Samichna, you should know I'm being Samich on you and I'm not counting the barrels, and even so it was Mutter for Rav Kahana to do so, and Tayyis Akum is Mutter. And the Gemara continues with another story. Ravina Zavin Dikla Huva Kuti Litzlacha. Ravina bought a palm tree together with the Kuti, and he became the guy's partner, and he did so in order to chop up the tree, and then they would split up all of the branches equally. And Ravina realized that the guy won't check out the actual weight or the thickness of every single branch and every single piece of wood that he gets, and he only was concerned about getting the same amount of branches as Ravina. And therefore, Amalei L'Shamei, so Ravina said to Shamish, Kodim V'Aisimei Kare, necessary, you go and chop down the tree and make sure that you take from the thicker parts of the branches and of those pieces of wood that were from closer to the bottom of the tree, which are thicker, and the kuti won't realize. And as we explained, the kuti minyana yada, as the kuti only will take into account the amount of branches that he gets, and he wants to make sure that that's equal to the amount of branches that Ravina gets. But ultimately, Ravina will be able to trick the guy because he'll get thicker pieces of branches. And once again, we see that Toyas Akum is going to be mutar. And the Gemara continues with another story of Ashi of Kazal Ba'orcha. Rav Ashi was traveling, Chazal Shibsha the Guftim Padisa, and he saw branches of a grapevine that were from a pardes, and they were sticking out into the road, and there were clusters of grapes that were hanging on these vines. And Amalei L'Shamis, so Rav Ashi said to Shamis, Zil Chazi, go and check, either Kutin Nenu Aisi, if they belong to a guy, then bring them to me, and either Yisrael Nenu, if they belong to a Jew, then Lai Aisi, then it's considered Gezel, and you can't go and take them. Shama Hu Kutin Havayasu Padisa, and the Kuti who was the owner of this orchard was sitting in the orchard, and he heard what Rav Ashi said, and so Amalei, so the Kuti said to Rav Ashi, the Kuti Shari, do you hold that you're allowed to steal from a guy? Amalei, and Rav Ashi responded, Kuti Shakal Dami, Yisrael Lai Shakal Dami, I didn't mean that you should take it without paying, I meant to tell Mike Shamas, if these fruits belong to a Kuti, then you have the ability to make a deal with the Kuti and buy the fruits from a Kuti, as the Kuti will want to sell these fruits to Rav Ashi. However, if you find out that these vines belong to Yisrael, then it's likely that they won't sell it to me, and they'll only want to give it to me for free, and I don't want to take a present from Yisrael, and therefore you shouldn't take these fruits. And Ayin Taisi Dilu Maskal Hachi Kamino Idikuti Ninu, and Taisi explains that since our sugya is going according to the Manda Omar, that Gezel Akum is also, therefore we have to explain that Rav Ashi's original intent was exactly as he told the Kuti, as he never meant to actually steal these fruits from the guy. And as Taisi says, Nir Lari Shekino Yadaitu Mitchila Kamoisha Heshev LaKuti V'loi Kamoisha HaYakuti Seva, and Rav Ashi did not think like the Kuti thought that Rav Ashi intended to steal from the guy, and certainly Rav Ashi agrees that Gezel of a guy is Asar. The Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned before on Daf Kuf Yigrim Omad Aleph, Amr Shmuel, that Shmuel stated Dina Machusadino, and Amr Rav, Rav says, Teda, I bring you a riot, it is true, the Katli Dikli V'Gashri Gishri V'Avrino Layu, the government and the king sends his servants in order to cut down palm trees of others, and they make bridges out of them, and then we cross them. If we wouldn't hold that Dina Machusadino, then we wouldn't be able to have enough from these bridges, as they're considered Gezel. And Amalei Abayas, Barabai asked Rava, V'dil Mashum D'yayish Lu Minayim Marayu, and maybe the reason why we're allowed to use them is because once the king confiscates these palm trees from another Jew, that they are already Miayish, and therefore even if we don't say Dina Machusadino, we could still use these bridges. And Amalei Rava responded back to Abaya, Eloi Dina Machusadino, Hechem Miayishi, if not for the fact that we have a cloud of Dina Machusadino, then it wouldn't be considered a Kinyan. And Rashi explains, Klaima Miyaviyish, Hayish Kedi Yavi, that even though the Bailum were Miayish from getting it back, but we know that Yish Kedi is not Koina, and the only way that you could be Koina after you have Yish is only with Shinu Rishus or Shinu Maisa. And as Rashi says, the Inkan Shinu Rishus, Shab Rishus Ravamain, Vishinu Maisa Nami Leka, the Hashinami Guru Diklum Mikru, as we learned previously in the Masechta, that since this item is still called based on the Dekel and has the name of a Dekel, and although it was built into a bridge, that would not be considered Shinu Maisa, therefore the government wouldn't be Koina, and we wouldn't be able to use these bridges, and therefore it must be that we hold that Dina Machusadina, and that is why it belongs to the government, and we could use these bridges. The Gemara continues that Abaye is still bothered. V'halei ka'avdi k'dam ha'malka, that l'maisa, when these people that are shluchim of the kingdom come to confiscate these trees and they cut the trees down in order to build a bridge, but l'maisa they didn't follow the exact instructions of the king. Malka amar zilu k'toylu mikol bagi ve'inu azlu ve'kotlu mikhad baga, that although the king said they should go and cut down trees evenly from each valley and each person should give their share, however they went and they cut down from one valley and they took all the trees from one group. And since these messengers of the government or of the kingdom didn't follow the exact instructions of the king, therefore it should not be a din of Dina Machusadina, and how can we use these bridges? And the Gemara states that Rav responds, Shluch de Malko Kamalko Voli Torach, that the king's mushliach is considered like the king himself, and therefore if he decides to make a change to the rules and he decides to go and take all of the palm trees from one area, he has a right to do so, and then the people whose trees were taken could go and get reimbursed from all the other people in the other valleys. Therefore, this is still included in Dina Machusadina, and that is why we are allowed to use the bridges. And even if those people that lived in this valley and their palm trees were taken away by the shliach of the government and they don't go and get reimbursed from the rest of the people of the other valleys, l'maisa, it's not a problem, as Inu Afsad Afshayu, the boy laid the Inku Mikuli Bagi Umishkal Dumei, the l'maisa, they should have gone and taken these other people to court and been able to get reimbursed for the value of what they lost, and therefore it's not a problem, and l'maisa, Dina Machusadina, and that is why we can use the bridges. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav stated, Madam Mishtakach be Beidari, Par Minasa de Malka, that if there are four partners, let's call them Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda, and all of them are storing their grain in one silo, and Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda already took all the grain out of the silo and took it to their home, and then the tax collector comes and taxes Reuven for all the tax that was due for this entire silo, and that includes the portion that were due from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So the din is that Reuven could go back to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and he could get reimbursed for the taxes that were taken from him. As Rashi says, and when Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda come, they can't claim that Lemaisa, it's your problem that the tax collector took your tefuah, as we already removed our grain from the silo, and Lemaisa, Reuven could come back to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and they would have to reimburse him. And Rashi continues that the government used to sell the right to collect taxes to individuals, and those individuals were able to then go and make a profit by collecting the taxes, and whatever extra money they received, they will be able to keep. Rashi points out that if this tax collector was a Jew who bought these rights from the government, then this Jewish tax collector has the right to collect all of the taxes from Reuven, even though really Reuven doesn't owe all these taxes, and really Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda owe part of these taxes, and Lemaisa, since Dina Machusadina, therefore this tax collector that's a Jew can still go and collect from Reuven, and then Reuven would have to go and get reimbursed from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And Rashi says, Vim Kutihu, and if this tax collector was a Kuti, Mutter Liknis Memenu, then you're allowed to even buy these items from the Kuti and not consider Gezel because Dina Machusadina. And the Gemara continues, Vahani Milu Shutfar, Aval Arisa, Arisasa, who the Kamapik, that the only time that we said this din is only by Shufim, and the tax collector has a right to take the share of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, even though it's currently only the Peris and only the Tfuah that belonged to Reuven, since they are partners. However, if the amount that was left was only the amount that belonged to the sharecropper, then the tax collector does not have the right to collect the rest of the taxes from the sharecropper's portion, and if he does so, it would be considered Gzela, and a Jewish tax collector would not be able to do so, and if it would be a tax collector that's a Kuti, that in any case would take this away, then we would not be able to buy this Tfuah from the Kuti, because it would be considered Gezel. And Rashi explains, Arisase Mapik, the Inle Chelik Begufi Shel Kaka, as a sharecropper doesn't have any portion in the actual Chelik of the Kaka, Ve'ina Lov Lefreya Chelik Balabayas, and generally sharecroppers were Potter from paying for any taxes based on any property taxes, as they were not considered owners of the property, and therefore the tax collector has no right to take the portion of the owners of the Kaka from the sharecropper's portion of his Tfuah, and if they do so, it's considered Gezel, and certainly a Jewish tax collector should not do so. If the tax collector is a Kuti and he takes the Tfuah away from the sharecropper, then it's considered Gezel, and therefore you wouldn't be able to buy this Tfuah from the Kuti. And the Gemara continues, Vam Rav and Rav stated, Ba Mosa Miyabed, that when the tax collector comes to collect taxes, and if Shimon is not around, and therefore the tax collector can't collect the taxes from Shimon, he could go to Reuven and collect Reuven's taxes, and could even take a mashkin from Reuven in order to make sure that Reuven goes and finds Shimon in order that Shimon pays the taxes. Once again, Rashi says that we're talking about a Jewish tax collector, and Rishus Biyad Yisrael Gabe HaMelech L'mashkin Ben Eir Almas Ben Eir Chaveroi Tidina D'machus Adina. And the Gemara tells us, V'hani Mili D'bur La'ara V'chagad Ha'ishata Al V'shata D'cholef Ha'u V'fayis Malka Cholef. The only time that we allowed a Jewish tax collector to take a mashkin from Reuven in order to have a mashkin that Reuven should go and collect the tax from Shimon is only if Shimon owes taxes for this year's head tax and for property taxes. However, if this Jewish tax collector is coming to collect the prior year's taxes from Shimon, in that case, he can't take a mashkin from Reuven in order to secure that Shimon should pay the previous year's taxes to him, as Lemaisa, once the year passed, then the Melech was already Meichel on those taxes. And although the tax collector could go and collect directly from Shimon, but if Shimon is no longer around, then he can't go and take a mashkin from Reuven. And Rashi explains, the Hoil Da Gabai Kva Par Lemelech Kol Kitzva Shekibu Lov Shana Sheavra U'me'ata Abashaloi, that since this tax collector made a payment to the king for all the taxes, and now any profits that he get will be his own profits, therefore V'loyin Koich L'mashkin Zeh Al-Chaveroi, in order to gain his own profits, he has no ability to take a mashkin from Reuven in order to force Shimon to pay him. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rav and Rav stated another din, Hanani the Dairi Dari B'teichat Chum Asad Likach Ben. And Rashi explains that Goyim used to take their own animals, and they would then charge field owners for them to go and rope off areas of their fields and leave their animals there in order to graze and in order to relieve themselves, and this way the fields would be fertilized. And Rav teaches us that if these Goyim do it within the Tchum of the city, meaning within 2,000 Amos of a city, then you're not allowed to go and buy any animals from these Goyim, as other animals that were near the city would get into these corrals, and therefore it potentially was Gezel. And as Rav explains, my time was the reason, Mishun de Ma'ava Chivasa de Masa Badayu, because other animals from the city get mixed up with the Goyim's animal, and therefore it's potentially gezel. However, if they were doing this process outside of the tchum of the city, so then the animals that were close to the city would not wander so far away from the city, and therefore we could say that all these animals that were in this corral belong to the guy, and when you buy it from the guy, it's considered the guy's, and it wasn't considered gezel. However, Ravina states, even though it was outside of the tchum, but we see that Jewish owners of animals are running after these animals and are saying that these animals belong to them, that even if the corrals were made outside of the city and outside of the tchum, then you can't buy any animals from this guy, because potentially these animals are gezel of Yisrael, and therefore it's also to buy them from the guy. The Gemara continues, Machaz Rav Vitim Rav Huna, that Rav Huna announced, and some say it was Rav Huna, the Salkani Lo, the Nachtan Lutata, that those people that are going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or going down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they should know the following halacha, that Habay Yisrael, the Yodas Adus Lekuti, Voletavimunei, that if there's a Jew that knows Edis for Lekuti, and the guy did not ask the Jew to testify for him, however, Ayin the Gra, who takes out the words, Voletavimunei, Va'azel Va'asle, Bedina the Kuti Shel Yisrael Chavre, Mishamtinalei, this Yisrael, who's only an Eid Echad, goes and testifies in the courts of a Kuti, and according to the Gra, even if he was called to the Din Torah, then we will put this Jew into Chirim, and the Gemara explains, My Taima, and what is the reason, the Inu Mafkum Moina, Apuma Duchad, because in the Kutim's courts, they would actually take away money from someone, even based on an Eid Echad, and since that's not the proper halacha, therefore, by a Jew who is only an Eid Echad, going and testify for a guy against another Jew, that is causing the Jew a loss of money, and this money is being taken away from the Jew, Shaloi Kalacha, and the Gemara continues and explains, as we already mentioned, V'le'amaran Al-Echad, that the only time that we said we'd put this Jew in Chirim is only if he's an Eid Echad, I'll betray Loi, but if he are actually two Eidim, then we wouldn't have this halacha, as ultimately, even if the non-Jewish court will pass him for the Kuti against the Yisrael, but the Maisa is a proper din, because there are two Eidim, and of course you could be Maitzi Mammon, I'll petray Eidim, and we continue on Daf Kuf Yidal Meral, V'chad Nami Le'amaran Al-Bedina Begista, Al-Bedava Inu Nami Chadam Mumsa Shadulei, he also only stated that we will put the Yisrael in Chirim if he's an Eid Echad, that is only talking about a case where he goes to testify in a small city, and as Rashi says, Bnei Kfar, She'in Yodin Lodim HaMishpat, that they don't know how to judge properly. However, if he's going to testify in a governmental courthouse, which was a court where they were passing properly, so certainly their psak would only be that from one Eid Echad, that you can only cause the other person and the other party to make a shvuah, and therefore they pass it exactly the same way as the Bezdin of Yisrael, and even if this Yisrael, who's an Eid Echad, goes and testifies, we would not put him into Chirim. And Ayin Rashi, Mesechus Bar Metzius, says, B'dinim B'gusta, Hadonim B'Yisurim V'Chazaka, that they actually judge with force, and they weren't judging properly, and that's why if you go and testify in that type of courthouse, then Bezdin would put this Eid Echad into Chirim. Rashi in Ar Gemara also brings a similar Lashon, as he says, Lashon Achra, the Megusta, and Nasim Chazaka, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Amar Vashi, Kavina Be Rav Huna, when we were in the Yeshiva Rav Huna, Yibaylon, we had the following Shaila, Adam Choshev, the Sam Chalel Kabei Trey, if there's an Adam Choshev, that even in the large cities and in the governmental courthouses, they would rely on this Adam Choshev as if he were two people, and Mamafkim Moina Pume, and therefore they would actually be Mafkim Moina based on his testimony and not only be Mechayi Beshvua. So do we say that this din of Rav applies, V'loi Bayulei Lasude, and therefore he shouldn't go and testify in front of such a Bezdin? Or do we say, Kim Adam Choshev, Loi Mati Mishtamatlu, that Lemaisa, since he's Adam Choshev, therefore he won't be able to get out of testifying, Mati Lasude, and therefore he's allowed to go and testify in such a courthouse, and the Gemara says, Teku, that we blibe with the Teku. And the Gemara continues, Amr Bashi, Rabashi stated, Hai by Yisrael, the Zabali Arlo, Ibchavim, Mamitsu by Yisrael Chavre, Mishamtinle, if Reuven goes and sells his land to a guy, and this land of Reuven is right next door to the land of Shimon, and Shimon is the Bar Metzra, that we put Reuven into Chirim. And the Gemara states, My time was the reason, Ename Mishamtin and Bar Metzra, if you're going to tell me it's based on the din of Bar Metzra, and Shimon has a right to go to the seller and ask the seller to buy this property, and therefore the seller shouldn't have sold it to the guy. But we learned, Zavim Ivichavim, Zavim Ivichavim, Lekam Mishamdin and Bar Metzra, and if someone buys a piece of land from a guy, or he sells a piece of land to a guy, Yalacha Bar Metzra doesn't apply, and therefore how can you say you put him in Chirim? The reason why the din of Bar Metzra does not apply where a Jew buys a piece of kaka from a guy is because the Jew tells the neighboring property owner that L'maisa, I'm helping you, as until now you were neighbors with the guy, and now at least you're neighbors with the Jew, and therefore I didn't harm you and I actually helped you. When a Jew goes and sells a piece of property to a guy, over there also there's not a problem with din of Bar Metzra, as the only din of din of Bar Metzra is generally on the buyer, that a buyer shouldn't go and buy something if the neighbor of that property wants that property. Since in this case the guy is the one who's purchasing the property, therefore we can't say that the guy has any obligation obligation to the other Yisrael, and therefore the din of Bar Mesri does not apply. Where it says El de Amalei that the reason why we have a problem and we put Reuven into Chayim is because Shimon can say to Reuven, obviously Arya Mitzray, that you place a lion by my border, and therefore you're causing me harm by selling this to the guy. Gemara tells us that's where Rashi told us that Meshantinali at the Kabbal El Kol Einse the Asa Machmasay. Therefore, we will put Reuven into Chayim until Reuven accepts upon himself that he will compensate Shimon for any oinus that occurs and anything that the guy will potentially do that will cause Shimon any harm. And Ayin Tesis Divu Masal Adam Kabbal Levei Omer Ben Tam Dahin Davka Shiyisrael Reitz Litlan Like Commission Leis Laakum. This is only if Shimon wants to pay Reuven the same amount that the guy will pay him. Avalim Haakum Reitz Litlan Leisa. But if the guy will come with a better price, Ein Lhasa Bishvil Kach, then Reuven has no obligation to lose money. Reuven has a right to sell to the guy, and we would not put him into Chayim, and we will stop over here.